Last year, after the Boxcar Country Music Festival, I emailed the organizers with a few suggestions to my delight, and I'm sure unrelated to my message, though. Two out of three of the artists are coming this year. Welcome to the show, Tyler Joe Miller.
Hello, hello. Good to be here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you, Tyler Joe. Last time we were kind of together was way back in 2019. You went to number one and gold with Pillow Talking. And during that time, COVID was on and our listeners enjoyed a virtual concert with you. And it seems like yesterday.
It does. It feels like yesterday and also like 10 years ago.
Doesn't it?
At the same time. Yeah.
Since then, 8 top 10 singles, including another number one with I Would Be Over Me Too. Has this been a whirlwind success for you, or have you been slugging it out for a long, long time?
A little bit of both. Like, I've always been into music, but never really, like, took it seriously enough until I decided to start pursuing this country music thing. And, yeah, like, I played in bands and stuff before and learned kind of music through Zeppelin and church. The things that got me into music. But yeah, I never really took it seriously until maybe 5 years ago now,
yeah.
5-6 years ago. And then I started playing for other people and I was just a backup guy and then got my first record deal. And things definitely whirlwind from there because, you know, you put out your first song and, you know, even the label I was with was telling me, you know, it takes a while for these things to build. And, you know, you put your first song out there just to get your foot in the door and you know, there's all these years of slugging it and trying to make a name for yourself and all that. And then we put the first one out and it just kind of blew up.
I know.
And then the second one blew up and it's like people still didn't know who I was. Like, it was this weird thing where it felt like this was a craft that I've been working on for a long time. And then it just took the right opportunity and the right team and just the right time for me to start releasing music. And it was weird. Like, I was still, you know, during COVID, I was still working just my contracting job. And so I'd be hearing, like, my songs on my Makita radio on my job site.
Right.
and it's kind of like, I thought I was supposed to be going and playing for crowds and, you know, touring and all that stuff. But during the COVID time, like, I couldn't play anywhere. And so I just kept working my regular 9-to-5 job and, yeah, hearing myself on the radio. And that was super weird. But once things opened up, it just blew up for me. It was like, once things were opened up, it was like, okay, I have to be doing this full time now. Yeah. So it felt like an overnight success, but it took a long time for that overnight success to finally happen.
Gotcha. Fans, it seems so fast because you're huge now. It's amazing. So your new EP is called Spillin' My Truth, and the latest single is Broken Man from that EP. Tell us about Broken Man. What's the story behind it? Who wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote this one with a couple buddies, Reed Isbell and Blake Bollinger. And I remember bringing this song to the writing room, and I had this idea of the song Broken Man for a while, and I just didn't know what to do with it. You know, I kind of started it and had like a verse and a chorus and a bit of a second verse down and just spitballing ideas with it. And then you get to a point sometimes where it's like, I need another, you know, set of ears on this, you know, somebody to hear it in a different way or, you know, maybe change the melody, add more to the lyrics, whatever it was just to finish the song. And so I remember getting into that song right that morning and I hadn't written with Reed or Blake and I brought this idea to them and I was like, hey guys, like I've got this song idea. And I had known who Reed Isbell was because he's written some of the Luke Combs stuff. And actually that day he had the number one in the States with Kind of Love You Make.
Wow.
With Luke Combs. And so he was having a great day. And I had heard about him on a Meat Eater podcast that he was on with Luke Combs and talking about songwriting. So I was like, man, I kind of got a vibe of the kind of songs that he likes writing. And so I brought this idea of Broken Man, and I'll never forget what they said when I brought up the idea. They said, do you have anything else? And I was like, oh crap. Like, what else do you guys want? Like, songs about trucks, girls, beer.
Yeah.
They're like, dude, we're just screwing with you. Like, we love the song. Like, they're like, it's a real song that people are going to relate to. So, like, we love writing that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, so we started writing it, and we ended up writing it pretty fast. That night, I got the demo. Blake made up the demo for us and got it sent to me, and it was just piano, acoustic, and my vocals. And I was at dinner when I pulled up my phone and started listening to it, and I was like, holy crap, like there is something here. And so by the time I was in a songwrite the next day, I actually ended up getting sent email saying that the song was on hold by an American artist. And I was
what?
Like, holy, I was like, holy crap, like that's nuts. Or at least their label had it on hold for,
yeah.
For the record. And so I was going crazy about that. You know, I was a songwriter before I was an artist. That was pretty cool. And so we waited it out, and then it didn't end up making the record. And so it kind of got put back on me. And I was like, you know what? If it was that good for this other artist to want to cut it, maybe this is my song.
Absolutely.
You know, it's kind of my story. And I'm always down for other people to be singing my stories. But, you know, it was a song that I really loved anyways. And so I was like, you know what? This isn't even worst case scenario. This is also best case. So ended up recording myself and putting it out. And it was one of those songs that, you know, it doesn't matter what spot it's reaching on charts and stuff. It was just like I'm seeing people singing this out in the crowd. Like, you can see that people are feeling it and relating to it. And that's what means the most out of any of this stuff.
What about the video? The video's nice. You're so handsome in it. Where was that filmed?
Oh, thanks. It was filmed in Saskatoon. And so my video director and videographer, and he does everything. His name's Carl Sheldon. He lives out in Saskatoon, and he has his videography company out there. And so I flew out there, and they did such a great job. They just absolutely killed it. And he shot a bunch of my music videos for me. He did I'll Be Over Me Too. He did Fighting. He did Broken Man, our live one that we did for Should Have Known Better. Carl's just the bomb. And yeah, it was the first time somebody's actually gotten a look of me not having a hat on too.
That's true, that was
a vulnerable moment.
You're fresh off your cross country mixtape tour, which I missed. I could just kick myself for that, and a performance at the Calgary Stampede. My question is this: when do you have any time to hang out with Flint?
That's a great question. Yeah, I'm on the road all the time. So that makes it tough, but there's a couple spots this summer that, I actually have like a weekend or two off, which is beautiful. And so actually moments like right now, I'm actually sitting in my truck outside of my cabin. Flint is barking at a bunch of squirrels outside. Actually not barking. He doesn't bark. He just stares them down. Yeah. It's tough as an artist to find like that time that you can actually like go on vacation or just like take a break of things in the summer. That's tough. So a lot of the time I do that in the winter, then I end up touring in the winter. And so it's hard to find the time, but this week I've actually been up in my cabin. You know, we're doing fishing and just being out by the lake and, you know, quadding and all that stuff.
Are you going to cook a fish on the shovel or anything?
I mean, I'll probably use the barbecue, or the smoker.
Getting
but,
up in the world.
I'm actually, the spot that I'm in right now is for the music video for Sometimes I Do. Oh, Carl also shot Sometimes I Do.
Wow.
Where I cook chicken on a shovel is right behind my truck right now.
Because
we actually shot that whole music video at my cabin, which is pretty cool.
We are so excited to see you next weekend, Saturday night, Boxcar Country Music Festival here in St. John, New Brunswick. What can the fans expect?
Oh, they can expect a party. You know, I feel like when we toured with that country mixtape tour, we basically toured a party across Canada, or most of Canada. And that's kind of what me and the Tyler Joe Miller Band do. You know, we got a lot of drinking songs, a lot of party ones, a lot of, you know, the sing-along sad songs and all that people know. But we've also got some other tricks up our sleeve. And we've put together a whole new show this year, and we've just started playing it. So there might be some new covers as well that people might recognize. For the most part, we've mostly covered like Brad Paisley and Cody Johnson, which are like two of my favorites.
Yep.
but now we're like, you know, let's branch out a little bit and try something different. So
there might be some Zeppelin and church songs.
There's no Zeppelin and church songs, but there's definitely some other ones that I grew up listening to that I don't think people would expect me to sing.
Oh, we can't.
So that's kind of exciting.
Well, Tyler Joe, I am hoping to meet you next weekend and give you a giant hug. I'm so excited. St. John, cannot wait to see you. Just before we go, I kind of wish this interview was tomorrow, you know, because the CCMA noms are coming.
I know.
But I'm going to make a prediction right here, right now.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get at least two nominations. So
okay.
Krista says you will absolutely be nominated for both Male Artist of the Year and Fans' Choice. What do you think of that?
Ooh, those are two that I would love to be in. So, yeah, I hope you're right.
I got a feeling I am. Tyler Joe, thank you so much for making time with us out in the woods today. And we cannot wait to see you next weekend.
I can't wait to see all this. Next weekend. I can't wait to get back to St. John. It's beautiful over there, so I'm excited.